Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple 7-figure business owner. I've supported thousands of women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. So if you're frustrated, if you're doubting yourself, if you're not enjoying the journey, there's a better way.
Together, we'll break through your past patterns, we'll eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 mini-series. My name is Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for being here today. I wanted to share with you today something that is so directly related to consistency, but actually came to me in the way of parenting. I was reading something, because I have a 2-year-old and I have 10-month-old twins, and I was reading something about raising little kids that said, control often leads to resistance, but connection often leads to cooperation. So if I am in control mode saying, let's go, Roman, we got to go, we have to leave right now, sit down, put your shoes on, and I'm trying to control his behaviors, I'm more likely to be met with resistance and, you know, kicking his feet, not cooperating, running away, crying. But if I approach that very same scenario through connection, I'm more likely to have him cooperate with me. So if I say, do you want to put on one shoe and I'll put on the other shoe? Or if I say, do you want to help mommy put her shoes on? I'm way more likely through cooperation to have, or through connection to have his cooperation. And as I was reflecting on how true this is with my 2-year-old, I was like, this is so true with ourselves. Oftentimes we are met with resistance. When we try to eat better and we're trying to encourage ourselves to make better food choices or resist the sugar, work out more regularly, get up when the alarm goes off and not hit snooze, what happens? A lot of times we feel resistance. I don't want to, this is hard, I'll start tomorrow. We are trying to control our behavior. But what if instead of focusing on control, we focus on connection? How can we connect more powerfully with our goals? How can we connect more powerfully with the version of ourselves we want to be? How can we connect more powerfully with self-care or what it looks like and feels like to make ourselves proud? I think that this shift away from trying to control our behaviors and toward connecting with where we're trying to go, with who we're trying to be, with what we want to achieve, the connection is going to generate a lot more cooperation, whereas the control is going to lead to resistance. So my challenge for you today is look for opportunities to connect more powerfully with who you want to be. Look for opportunities today to connect more powerfully with where you want to go and why. Look today for opportunities to connect more powerfully with what is possible for you and how you can make yourself proud. Because when you control, you're more likely to be met with resistance. And when you lead with connection, you're more likely to be met with cooperation. I love connecting with you guys in this way. And if you're looking for more connection, more accountability, more support, more coaching, I want to remind you about the consistency course, especially because there is a meaningful price increase happening in the next couple of weeks. So that link is in the show description. And as always, shoot me an email if you have questions about it, if there's something you're unsure of, or there's something you're on the fence about, or you want to talk through if it's the right fit for you, just email me and we can talk about that together. Elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Otherwise, I'll see you tomorrow.